Takazati tap Kazakama, Rabri Marne, Sitat Pisita, Rabri Kalashusare, Karsanata, Rabri Sedig, Totani, Pagimazolo Pena, Mazuita, Sheba Mang, says Marie Pesita, Mazuki Shevata, Yonzoshita, Marie Pasig Leva Shukeva, but Marie Leva Shakiore. Tinza, Tapagi. Chukandesh Nabaina, Tabatuba Nandesh. So I see that Tabatuba Nawana Shinji, that Tabatu de Rivasana, the Zawan in the Yamaris, Bena, the Rabbi the Chiparis, not true on the Rabbi Pagita, does it Zapa Nawana, then the Mambushi would turn on the Yamar, Tedong, Bejas, Tedong, Tsungashi, nonsense in the Chetam, the Tedu Nangi or the Tungi to Bashi Yamaris. Rabbi Sagan, Tuxita, Rana, now to be a man. What did the Kupa share?
Okay, maybe back to the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra. So the first line of that verse says, like a star, a visual aberration, and the flame of a lamp. So we talked about the visual aberration quite recently. So, if we look at all of our mental states, yeah, all of our consciousnesses, yeah, the ones that we have in our continuum, we could probably say that every single instance of moments of consciousnesses, that is in our mental continuum are polluted by the predispositions or imprints of ignorance. So as such, whatever that appears to our minds, whatever we perceive, all phenomena that appears to us all appear as truly existent. But although they do not exist in that way, but nevertheless, due to the predispositions of ignorance, anything and everything that appears to us appears as truly existent. Yeah. While that is not how they exist. Just like people who have certain medical conditions, they have the vision of falling hairs. Yeah. while in reality, the falling hairs do not exist. But because of a certain medical condition, they have this vision of a falling hair. So, likewise, although a phenomena appears to us as truly existent, they do not actually exist truly. They do not exist in the way they appear to us. In fact, you know, with the exception of Buddhas, all the consciousnesses in the continuum of sentient beings, with the exception of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, all other consciousnesses, including conventional valid cognizers, all have the appearance of true existence, in that whatever appears to these consciousnesses appear as truly existent. So this is without any doubt. Sentient beings into ordinary folks, ordinary beings, and superiors. Even bodhisattva superiors, starting from the bodhisattvas on the first ground all the way up to the 10th ground, all of them have the appearance of true existence. So it is taught, it is said that only after enlightenment is achieved, only then does the appearance of true existence cease. So, well, for it is said that it is only Buddha who has turned away from all mistaken consciousnesses or mistaken minds. So, which means to say that as long as one is still a sentient being, even up to the 10th bodhisattva ground, there are still mistaken consciousnesses. Ordinary beings and superiors have the appearance of true existence. However, there is a difference between them. For ordinary folks, ordinary beings, yes, they definitely have the appearance of true existence. But on top of that, ordinary beings ascend to their appearance. They believe that things exist in the way they appear, which means we believe that things exist truly, inherently.
Yeah. kasore pagi hachi deba duba to nange yote ne ta deba duba zge amar deba duba nange yote deba duba si mares aldo eti de ha pagi deba duba si shabadi ha me ngashi wa deba duba nante ko na ya ko deba duba mare sne ha ko sebi ting la ya ko na sa pne mot deba tu ya mare sne ha so bu tang ba me to ye ko to wa
so that's as ordinary folks. But what about those who have realized the ultimate nature, ultimate reality? Those who have realized emptiness. They also have the appearance of true existence, in that whatever appears to them, yeah, for most consciousnesses, everything appears as truly existent. But because of their realization of emptiness, their realization of ultimate nature of reality, they do not ascend to the appearance. Although they still have the appearance of true existence, but they do not ascend to it, they do not follow it after it, because they know that it is not true. Although it is how things appear, but they do not believe, or they do not grasp as at things and phenomena as truly existent. Yeah. So there is a difference here between these people and ordinary beings. Yeah. Then of course, for those who have realized emptiness directly, for those who have that realization, but when they are in meditative equipoise, directly focusing on emptiness, directly realizing emptiness, in the perspective of that consciousness, there is no appearance of true existence, and also there is no grasping or apprehending things as truly existent. Yeah, while in that state,
yeah. Oh,
So the person who is in meditative equipoise, directly perceiving emptiness, so that person does not have appearance of true existence, there's no appearance of true existence, neither is he apprehending true existence. Yeah. Is not apprehending true existence. So, you know, the word visual apparition in the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra, like a star, a visual apparition, the visual apparition is to highlight, to illustrate of that fact that while phenomena appears as truly existent, they do not exist in that way. Just as falling hairs do not exist, but appearance of falling hairs can exist. While it is true that everything is in the nature of emptiness, while there isn't any phenomenon that is truly existent, and yet there are phenomena that are mere appearances there are phenomena that exist. There are phenomena which are mere appearances, and they exist in the perspective of a conventional valid cognizer. Such phenomena exist, and we must be able to posit existence together with emptiness. So, to understand that, then there is the next thing in the verse, which is a flame of a butter lamp.
Oh, toshine, penata, ta marme sina, pagita, shiten, onyik tu yamares, pena pagita, nugi tingdu, marme ting, onyik tu yamares. Inaya, ta marme kadis tu varasena, ta pagi, judan jem mambu, si sose, ta tondaini, medi chuala, anisi pagita, jungsegi numda, ani, tila temeta, pagi karsa dureda, atidi jugam mambu, sose, ta nerda, jugam mambu, sokala tene. Ani shineta, pagi marmeti chungyuan shires. Pagi ngonyikita, pagi marmeti chungyuan shires. Yudan kye mambu yutsone, marmeti sedi chungyuan shires. Oti sukuyar.
So a flame of a butter lamp, or oil lamp, or doesn't matter what, it does not exist from its own side as a butter, as a flame. Is not established right from his own side by his own nature as a flame. Yeah, it is something that arises out of the coming together of many causes and conditions. You need to have the lamp, you know, the container in which you put the butter or the oil, and then you need the wick and so forth. Yeah, and the butter flame of a butter lamp can only arise when all these factors. Come together.
Oh, Tushin, that Tandai, that Marmegi Medi, that you get Mambu, you're doing Tugala, and it's Marmedi Chuyukua, that Medi Tuxin, that Marmegi Medi Tuxin Chuyu, you get Mambu, Chocolate, then Chumashita, or the Sunguya, that the Nagati Shanshi, then Chuma, so that you get Mambu, Chocolate, then Chuanis. The warning you to your mother says that.
So the butter lamp, the flame of the butter lamp, here is to illustrate, to highlight the fact that such a flame it can only arise due to the coming, the gathering of many factors, many causes and conditions. So as such, flame of a butter lamp does not exist by its own nature, right there from its own side. A flame of a butter lamp is a dependent arising. Yeah, it's dependently arisen by, and it arises in dependence on many, the coming together of many causes and conditions.
Yeah. What today can you give Mambo is so say, Korwa say Chute, and Koror Kyo Lamba say there some time, you can Mambo sober tenant to Tesh. Taganashi, and in young day say, Jig Yung air there, that you get Mambo is Sony Gukua. Rava, Chesanko, when you go to my mother, Koror said, and when you go to your mother, and in Mazu, Midube Korwa, then when you go to your mother, Taganashi, Debe Yang day said, when you go to your mother's, that you don't give Mambo sober tenant.
So the samsara that we do not like does not exist under its own power. It wasn't established right there from its own side. But samsara is a product of many causes and conditions. Taking a samsaric rebirth is a result of the coming together of many causes and conditions. And primarily, samsara is the result of karma and afflictions. Likewise, the sorrowless state that we desire, it doesn't exist from its own side, under its own power. It's not going to come automatically from its own side and just appears. But rather, it can only arise by depending on many factors, yeah.
What? 대상 아들들 다툰다 조조들의 변다 다툰다 우마비 가면 송도 뒤 송도 가나 대진 정으로 중앙 뒤니 동반이 두세 다툰다 이 아니 뒤니 뒤니 다고 뒤니 우마 라미 노세 다툰다 뒤 두세 대진 정으로 중앙 가 뒤니 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 인장 다 동배 동발에 센터 우마비 가면 두세 대중이 뭐 주세도 전에 동바이 뭐 시행구요래 그러고.
So as I said by
공부를 두게 더 싫어.
Arya Nagarjuna in his treatise on the fundamental wisdom, he said that whatever that is dependently originated, that is said to be emptiness. And that which is dependently designated, that is the path of the middle or the middle way.
Oh, to see that, la, ani si penata, tato na penata ten days job ama dami to yung tuwa penata ten sin tao siyong ang sedil na, ta charam mabu yung kuya de, ta tanda yung ta penata kalsan gula ten ni tibu siyong ang sedil ta sa matang bay na penata. Gula tene, that devotion, the gula tenkore, gula tene, devotion, said, Tendeta, Tendeta, Rampen Napsha, Gitte, Tendes, Shady, that, and the Tushi, Tendet, Tabjala, Yukuyare, the Peshe Pesita, then the Rakshot of Chades, then the Shua, said, then the Rabat of Chade.
There are many levels of meaning to the word dependent. Arising or dependent origination. Some more subtle than others. So the coarsest level, or the coarsest meaning of dependent origination can be seen in terms of a cause and effect relationship. We all know that, and we all know, and we all say that effects are dependent on their causes. By depending on the causes, effects are produced. As such, effects are dependent on their causes, isn't it? So that is the causes level of dependent origination, yeah.
What did this? Says that it ended up what I was chatting. That there's a man is even a castle of Bogita. That's a drama, Dodeva, that Tinzu, that's something about that Tinzu Geta, to see dangerous, you let any devotion, Namshadi, Joe Togare, or you let any devotion, say that she tended to do, killing you, or you let any devotion, tended to talk to you. Tadoya, don't buy your toy, or some toy, what did it, or tended Rabbin Namshad, shit to me.
So this is a coarse presentation of dependent origination at the level of causality, you know, that presenting how the relationship between causes and effects, in primarily in that effects are dependent on their causes. Yeah, this is fairly obvious, and this is understood and accepted even by the proponents of what you call it, great exposition. Proponents of sutra, and of course even the proponents of mind only, isn't it? Right. So this is the dependent origination of dependent origination for the class of impermanent phenomena or composed phenomena.
Yeah. 차셔라 때네 배나 차진 세지 나 차진 세지 차셔라 때네 나 차진 세지다 차도 차진 세네 또 차진 뒤에 차셔라 뜬구로 와 나 차셔라 때네 뜬대로 쓰네 나 차셔 먹고 이제 조금 때네 툭대 마시랬어 독신 다시 보기 차진 뒤에 차셔 먹고 조금 때네 툭대 마시도 나 뒤에 한지 두세 집 보면 무슨 두 마지기 쳐라 잡티기 하래 차다 차징에 남셔 투방 시에 또 하나 야들 때 차로 신지다 두제 두 마제 탐절에 잡토에게 야 대대시 들 때에서다 차로 지송하시다.
Then dependent origination at the level of wholes and parts is a more refined, more subtle than the previous. You know, the whole concept of a whole is very much dependent on its parts, isn't it? You cannot talk of a whole without talking of its parts, because a whole is none other than a constitution of the parts that make it up. Yeah. All right. So, and this level of dependent origination in terms of wholes and parts applies not only to the class of impermanent phenomena or composed phenomena, like the earlier level of dependent origination. Yeah. This concept of wholes and parts, you know, pervades, you know, all phenomena, including permanent phenomena.
어떠시니? 다 되네마 아니시다. 우마별로라. 다 돈다이. 다 대변 차단 차지할 때는 샤야기 때때디. 다 변한 우마라 규배 족토해시. 어디 차기하래? 다 이내 다 딜레 차와다. 때는 차쇼지. 다 때는 답해요. 다 때는 답해. 때는 씁니다. 때는 차쇼지 송해시. 다디 다 우마 다 규배 권해다. 족토해시. 때는 답해. 때는 씁니다.
So, you know, the understanding this level of dependent origination in terms of wholes and parts is something that is asserted and can be coherently explained even by also the proponents of the Middle Way Autonomy School, essentially the autonomists. Yeah. Then you have the most subtle level or most subtle meaning of dependent origination. That is dependent origination in terms of how all phenomena are dependently designated. How all phenomena are dependently designated. This assertion is made by the proponents of the Middle Way Consequence School or the Prasangikas, yeah, right? And that is the most subtle meaning of dependent origination, and it's also the most challenging one to understand and to posit. So, you know, if we can just pick up any, bring to mind any phenomenon, yeah. Whether it's an external object or an external phenomenon or internal phenomenon, whether it's a flame of a butter lamp or our own body or the I, the self, the person, yeah, whatever it is. If we look for the imputed object, if we examine, you know, what exactly is the person, or let's say maybe what exactly is the flame of a butter lamp? Where is it? What is it? You know, the thing that you can point to that is a butter lamp, the flame of a butter lamp, isn't it? If you do a deep thing analysis, you know, you're left with nothing. You know. You cannot find the imputed object.
Yeah. 다세 강사 세대 삼가다마 다스 변화 나세 소수적으로 어디 삼가다나 가와도 쓰네 찍다 아마 시간만 시간했다 권했다 강대기부터 재발했는 패션 예매 등이지 그러다 주 강사기 처음에 출신했는데 직관에 있네. 강사선다 떼어서다. 닥시 내기다. 그 주쟁이 내기 떼어서 레알라선보다 용하시다. 주쟁 신받은데 직관에 말매든데 직관에 있네. 강사 세식 선보 땅보에는 떼어서다. 레알라자시. 육대 티들.
So, I mean, of course, we could think, we could, you know, use the flame of a butter lamp as an object of inquiry, you know, to look of, you know. But, although what you find at the end is the, what you find at the end is, if it is a correct finding, is what you find is emptiness, but nevertheless, the object of inquiry, does make a difference. So it is said that if we use the eye of the person, it may be easier. So it is said there. So this we just have to think of the eye, you know, the eye, me, I. So look for it. Where is it? Well, it seems that at the end of looking for the eye. And that I cannot be found.
Oh, Tuxini, that on that Tuxini, that to die in Yachi, the Zen, yeah, meeting, she got pocket touching. So when you pocket two so such in yeah, meeting, she got honesty, yeah, mercy, love to go to her, yeah, pen and cancel, ma, marmette, the mercy, take marva. Rota, marmessity, you love cooking, go, marmet, yobanashi, marmegita, go. Now, Mubasayata, and it that means a male or sins of such a separate. Today, so what should be a good one? Romatati, you had to Eshua, but not so much. Now, I said to Meta, and it's a good by your own teaching. When is it penalty to go to a tosinita? Yoba and you had to Timmy, a pocket, Zena, and it's a meeting. Or to Sukhya.
So, when we look for the real eye or the real flame of a butter lamp, the real one that we believe, then it seems that, you know, really you will not be able to point to anything that is the eye or the flame of a butter lamp. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the eye does not exist. That doesn't mean that there's no flame of a butter lamp. It's obvious that there's an eye. It's obvious that there's a butter lamp. It's the flame of a butter lamp, isn't it? So if you take a flame of a butter lamp, it functions, isn't it? You cannot say that there's no flame of butter lamp. It functions, yeah? First, it has its own defining nature in that it is hot and it burns. And it functions to eliminate darkness, isn't it? Right? So, although you cannot find, you look for the real fire of a butter lamp, real flame of a butter lamp, you cannot find it, but that doesn't mean that the flame of butter lamp is non-existent, yeah? So, it exists. So how, yeah?
Oh, 독신이 도다니 다 도다니 뭐 타지비 다 내 신도 갈아 도다니 빠기다 등기 등도 직섭 빠기 먼저 다 빠기 낭성이 변화 최신 대단 뒤에 등도 아니 변화 주 섭도 다니도 갈아 등도 갈아 자원이 주 서시 매 대시 빠기다 딱준 자는 예 여마르스 다 독신구요 뒤에 매바 인자 다 등기 문에 다 여바디 다 매바르 퉁기문의 여바지나 아니 그 누석단 쟤는 예국으로 와 예비도 가서 쟤자 퉁기문의 여바지 직발을 쓰다 어디서 구요?
So if the real eye or the real flame of butter lamp exists, then when you look for it, you should be able to find it. Yeah. If something is really real, it exists in the way it appears to you. If it exists in the way it appears to you, then the more you look for it, the more you should be able to see it, isn't it? It should be more obvious. You should be able to find it. Yeah. If there's something that you can really point to that it is the eye or that it's a flame of butter lamp, then it must be found. Yeah. But the thing is, we do not find it, is it? So, what does that mean? That means that the eye or the flame of a butter lamp does not exist from its own side. It does not exist from its own side, from the side of the basis of the explanation. It doesn't exist right there from its own side, under its own power. That is what it means, yeah.
Oh, that nangs, that was a nang day, that could be shook a day, see, nay, pug it up. But Pombo, that is to be shook a day, see, nay, Carasonaga. Tuzana, honey, quarrying woe when they need you, Ramshin, tell it devil is. 살나 니규베 랑신 텔레 대바시레스 랑신 티 메바시레스 살도 유베 랑신 티 메바레스.
So whether it's the aggregates or the eye or whatever, no, its nature is such that it is, its nature is such that it being real, it being autonomously existing, it being existing from its own side, does not exist. It doesn't have that nature. Its nature is such that it transcends being able, it transcends being something that is can exist from its own side, and that fact can never be discovered, because its nature is such, it's never existed from its own side. Yeah.
Oh, today, that da shong tu tu na na imo tu wa pe na da, chu zhen tu tu ane pe na da, du xin da, ri pe sam du xin zhe ba yi na ane nian ya ma de si, nian ju me ba yi zha ri pe du sam dang tu. 지금 섭단도 예매해서 다리고 제수도 받고 말했어. 아 또다 슈가 당하나나 뒤고요. 그러고 다쳤는 리고 제수도 받고 세대도 다니 독세네 리고 세네 다 예시 매대게시. 다다 리고 제수가 말해 제수도 받고 쓰다. 그러고 리고 세네 예나 다 리고 제수가 돼 두배요. 그러고 다 리고 독세잖아. 자완이네 예매대게시. 제사 리고 제수도 받고 쓰다. 독세네 슈나가 다니 두용해 어디다.
If it exists in the way it appears, then when we look for it, we should be able to find it, isn't it? So then, you know, then you know, of course there is this a different reasoning and line of thought, you know, to do the investigation, yeah. So, and if you apply those lines of reasoning, then what you will not be able to find the real eye or the real flame of a lamb, yeah, isn't it? Which means, that it's it existence from its own side, its establishment from its own side, cannot bear can analysis. So in the text on dealing with the middle way, yeah. So there's such a term which is called unable to withstand analysis, unable to bear analysis, yeah. And unable to bear an analysis through reasoning. Because if something exists in the way it appears, it exists from its own side. So when you look for it, it should be found, isn't it? But if you cannot find it, it shows that inherent existence, you know, existing from its own side, is something that cannot withstand analysis, cannot bear analysis through reasoning. This cannot be found. Yeah. Yeah.
Beaches.
So when you look for, you know, the real eye, the real whatever, you know, since it cannot be found, so inherent existence, existing from its own side, is something that cannot withstand analysis through reason. Yeah. It's unable to withstand or bear analysis. But if we talk about just the eye itself, not the real eye, but the eye that exists, or the flame of the butter lamp that exists, or the aggregates and so forth. Do they exist now? They exist because reasoning cannot harm. If you apply reason, you cannot harm the existence of your body. Your body exists, right? And also, the very fact that your body exists does not go against reasoning.
어떻게니? 다 돈다이 틀에 데려왔다 봉보다 말매기 전에 최대조 짠내 많이 받았어. 짠내 많이 받으면 또 양치 밖에 있다 말매다 봉보다 써봐 매버리냐 봐 말했어. 그러봐. 어떤 짠내 많이 받아 이나에 되게 있다 말매 많이 받으면서 말매 매버리냐 받으면서 말매 매버리냐 보지 말했어. 있어요.
So when we look for the imputed object, where is this real I? If the flame of a butter lamp or your body or your or the eye exists in the way it appears, that means if it really exists from its own side inherently, then it has to be found, isn't it? But it cannot be found, it cannot be withstand analysis. But what you find is what you discover at the end of that reasoning is what you discover is the non-existence of true existence. That you will not discover the non-existence of the I. Rather, what you discover is the non-existence of a truly existent I. It's a big difference, yeah. You're not at the end of the reason analysis. You're not discovering that there is no I. You're not discovering that there is no flame of a butter lamp. No.
어떻게 나든 나이들에 자기 시원 나시래 빼나 빼나 다 거리대기 쳐 세다래 아니 봉 빼나 거리대기 쳐도 다가 나시래 다 말매다 아니지 나도 봉바로 써봐 대다 다 도대 가서 해보기 대지 저거 쳐 대다 아니 뭐네 지금 저기 지금 패널시에시 패널 옷을 덴토에시 다가 지금 용토에시래서 되겠다지, 편바는. 내가 렌트에 지금 용토구에 있나야? 용토에 전에다, 오늘 요아레스다. 그 요바디 요에투베시. 다 있나야? 독신이 보겠다. 서버 다에 두거나. 아니, 지금 전기 때문에 요아레베스다. 요아마레스. 전기 때문에 요아나? 니에 구구도 니게 두었어. 다 되겠다. 타도나. 다 군주베, 낭스집에 최탐제. 아니, 낭삼실에스. 탄엽의 참회에서 샥삼실에서 탄엽의 온기 룹삼실에서 다 딜레 마대버실에서 다 또 타집이 뒷순간 조사 딜레 마대버렸어
So everything in samsara and nirvana the I, others, body, mind, whatever, anything and everything that exists, right? They do not exist from their own side. Yeah. But nevertheless, they exist. How do we know they exist? Because we experience their existence through the benefit or harm that we receive when we come into contact with these objects, isn't it? So, it is obviously they exist. And how do we know? Just simply by experience. We experience benefit and harm in relation to all kinds of objects. Experiences. Which are objects, isn't it? So, right? Obviously they exist. But if you look, if you dig deeper, look at their natures, no? You look for the real one. Where's the real I? The real nirvana, real samsara. You know? But what you find is, you cannot find the real one, the real imputed object. But yet they exist, isn't it? So, at the end, there's no alternative to explain for the existence other than everything that exists as mere appearances to a conventional valid cognizer. Anything and everything that exists as something posited by Tani Bichima, a conventional valid cognizer. Basically, literally, there's no option left other than that. This.
Tang, 매번자 다니용 유아를 쓴다. 리베타 텔라 타우치다 독신다 소마신다.
So, well, basically, it's this. Any existence you can point to, it either exists from his own side, under his own power, right there, something you can point to really. You can be able to point to something that it is the object, if it exists from his own side, right? Or it doesn't exist from his own side. There's no option, right? So, if it exists, if it really exists from his own side, right there from the basis of the designation, right there, somewhere there, it's something that you can point to, you know, you can, oh, then it must be found, isn't it? If you look for it, it must be found. If it really exists, it must be found, isn't it? So then when you look for it, the funny thing is that you don't find it, is it? You don't find the real eye, the real body, you know, or real whatever. But yet, we know that there's an eye, there's a body, we experience it, isn't it? So the conclusion, the only viable, the only viable alternative is that things are just mere appearances, literally. Mere appearances to a conventional valid cognizer, posited by a conventional valid cognizer. This is how they exist.
어쨌든 대장다 변화 뒤에다 타지로 속다 변화 닥시라 때는 다바 세시다 다 변화 강사세도 닥시 통과라 때는 다바 세시다 딱 섭취했어 그럼 변화 강사세디 닥시 풍부 코라 말해 콜라 때는 딱 섭취 강사세디 샤이지 모두다 고 딱 섭취를 모두 지금 풍부 코라 말해 풍부 초보 그럼 풍부가 가야 딱 강사 말아 봐 나 토다이 그럼 이날 풍 다시 봉벌 때는 딱배 강사지. 딱 잠시 유수 딜레마 대바시 숨어도가.
So that's why the prasangikas, the proponents of the middle way are consequent school. So at the end of the day, what is the person or what is the I? I is that which is merely, you know, imputed. In dependence upon the five aggregates, the basis of designation. So, which means to say that we are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not any of the five aggregates, neither are we the all five aggregates, right? But yet the I exists, isn't it? So I exists as that which is merely imputed in dependence on the aggregates. So it is that it's just that merely that its existence is no less, no more than that. It's just that merely designated, merely imputed by thought, independence upon the aggregates. Having said this, no. Then if we look at how our mind conceive of our body and mind, the five aggregates, we say, okay, the eye is merely imputed independence upon the aggregates, right? But then, when we look at the aggregates, then suddenly, you know, we have this, we think, you know, deep down, that the five aggregates are indeed the basis of designation of I. And it is a real basis of designation right from his own side. The five aggregates has always existed as a basis of designation for the I from his own side, waiting to be designated. You know, that kind of feeling? Yeah, that's the kind of feeling. But of course that is wrong. So, just as the I is merely imputed, so the basis of designation, the five aggregates, which is the basis of designation for I, even that is merely imputed by thought. Yeah. It doesn't exist from his own side as the basis of designation for I.
어떻게래? 아까서 다들 다다가나시 어떻게냐고? 그러나 풍보디 강사기 낚시래서냐? 다 단예 이거 투발했어도 다 단예 되야 다 아직 뭐니 그 투발했어다 단예 되야 뭐니 그 주여 말했어 단예 되야 직전에 작별 거네 샤 투발지를 마다 뭐니 그 주여 말했어 강 단예 따기 단예 되야 다 뭐니 그 주여 말했어 직전에 작별 것이야지 어디 수고야
So when we say that something is established in mere by merely labeled by mind, it exists in mere name, isn't it? It exists in mere name, no? Merely labeled by mind, mere name or mere convention. I'm getting at the same thing, right? So, you know, so we say, okay, the mind is merely labeled, you know, it exists in mere name. The basis of the explanation, the body, also exists in mere name. Mere name, yeah. In mere convention. Then again, you know, when we think about, you know, establishment in mere name, again we think there's a real name there, you know. He exists in mere name. Then again, then we cling on, oh, there's a real name, you know. Yeah, it exists. But, no, even that is empty of existing from his own side. For, when we say, when something is established in mere name or in mere convention, what it means that it is so only because conventionally speaking, everybody in the world kind of agrees with that term, that we use that term, you know, that's about it.
어디들에 도시니 대사물 있다도 갈라 빼나 단예 단예 도시 똑바 라바이나 고야 지금 어디 그 투명하네 다 뒤로 똑바 돼야 지금 사물 봐야 지금 랑기 주기 똑바래 다 강서 신기 주기 똑바래야 가족이 똑바래서 독서는 사물도 막 다다회 똑바래 대회 똑바래 다 가래 똑바로 쓰다야 저거 조사 매든 것이 와다 먹이지 가소래 단얘기 똑바 샤사브래 쓰다 똑바 뜨지 샤야지 마다야 배잖아야 거의 죽으래 뒤죽으래서나 독선이야 십초부진 쎄나 근데 단얘 도시 똑바대 예매 말해 어찌 말해
So yes, so things exist in mere name. So we look for the mere name. No, even the mere name, you know, does not exist from its own side. Huh? It's just mere name by convention. You know, fame or known in the world as such, that's about it. It doesn't exist from its own side, yeah. But then, what about the mind that imputes, the mind that designates? The mind that designates the name, the thought. Even that also doesn't exist from its own side. Because if you look for that, oh, maybe we think, oh, there's, wow, oh, finally, you know, there's this, there must be something real, deep, real something there, imputing all these mere names. No? Then what's the real consciousness? Even that, it cannot be found, because if you look, you know, whether it is a thought in our own mind imputing, or whether it is a thought in somebody else's mind imputing, then we look for the thought that imputes, where is it? If you look for it in detail, you cannot find it. Eh? Is it the present thought? The past thought? Or something is going to happen in the future, or so and so forth. So again, what you find at the end of the day is there's no real, even the thought that merely imputes.
What did they do? She thought of that. God has done that. She thought of that. 다 돈다 대송가래 다 떼네 딱봐 어떤 다 떼네 처음부터 떼네 딱봐 인자 다 라싱 똥바래 떼네 두바 인자 다 라싱 똥바래 쓴다 돈다 이다 동배 돈다디 다 떼네 두바라 쓰네 다 떼네 두바 인자 다 똥바래 쓰도 떼네 두바 인자 원이 그 주여 말해서 어다디 다 유지 쓰고요래
So such according to the middle way consequences is the prasangikas yeah. So everything is in the nature of emptiness because they are dependently designated, dependently originated, dependently arisen. And in particular, anything and everything that exists is merely imputed by thought. As such, they are dependently designated. So if something is dependently designated, it cannot exist from its own side. It cannot exist inherently. So therefore, the meaning of emptiness is dependent arising, but specifically, being dependently designated, yeah.
대상다 납지다 우리가 거의 누가나 다 강사 출신 대마비에 대대 임시로서 다 돈다니 다리 버티네 거네 두 명도 와 빼나 pena kasa tembal ma ba duwe duwa la ta tende ki zhen ko ne duwe duwa wa ta tembal ma to la tang bu tende ki tu sa ko shi wa ta kasa tembal ma ba nya ba la tang bu tende ki tu sa ko shi ta tende la ta la ma bo shi ku duwa wa tu shi ta tende chuwa ma se sa bu bu shi ta la ani tu la shi tong ba se de ani shi ta bu ka le ka le ta ko shi tu be shi o ti su ku yo re
so you know in the teachings yeah.A line of reasoning yeah, that is given, you know, to help, you know, one to understand emptiness. Yeah. So, and it is phrased like that: the subject, the person. Subject, the person, is not truly existent.That's the thesis to be proven. Because, then the reason is, because it is a dependent arising. So, which means, so what it's saying is that if you want to understand emptiness, especially, we have to understand first the meaning of dependent origination or dependent arising. Yeah. And there's so many levels of meaning, yeah, in terms of subtlety, you know, with,you know, regards to dependent origination. So one has to think a lot about dependent origination, yeah. And then slowly, and then the meaning of emptiness will become apparent, yeah. So it is said, yeah.
What did that say? That's what I've been a tendril said. 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 That's what I've been a tendril said.아니 과 삽도 삽을 치지 아니 지금 다 규대 땐데시 보면 해 봤지네 다 차단 차징이 땐데 뭐 땐데할 땐데 두다 아니 땐데깔에 섬에 보다 뒤 땐도 아니 뒤 지하라 오네 지금 파기 다 땐데 답에 땐도 세지 다 오네 지금 파 땐도 참으시 직신도 가나 파기 다 뒤 과약고 땐데 참에 과약고 샤인도 가나 파기 다 그렇소래 아 파기 다Tempat tu berziarah ki, pergi jinsa ke si, tapi tempat sendiri, kalau mikpa terasa ni si tua si, tapi tuan tuan disukai orang. Tapi mikpa si tu kira so orang disukai orang.
So we have to discover and think a lot on the meaning of dependent origination. Yeah. So starting with the dependent origination at the causes level.Dependent origination or dependent arising in terms of causality. Then you have dependent arising in terms of wholes and parts. And then finally, dependent arising in terms of being dependently vaccinated. Yeah. So gradually, you know, then one comes to more subtle meaning, understanding of the meaning of dependent arising. And it is said that when onehas the correct understanding of dependent arising, a real understanding of dependent arising in terms of being dependently designated, yeah, then one will be able to destroy the very focus of the apprehension of true existence. One will be able to destroy the very thing thatThe ignorance is clinging on to, holding on tightly to, yeah.
Oh, 독신이다바게식체다라식이똥바세들다냐바대원시로봤다진짜천생이믿고아식체다라식이똥바세들다댄댄균세도시네다라식이똥바라냐바시우시바탕영시어디수고요
So, with the understanding of dependent arising in terms of how things are dependently designated, no? Then one come with,Then it is said that one can, you know, destroy the very focus of ignorance or apprehension of true existence. One can destroy the very thing that, you know, ignorance is clinging on to. You know, the ignorance is clinging on to something is in the apprehension. And that, the destroying that very thing that ignorance is clinging on to,then can induce this understanding, you know, experience of what emptiness is. Emptiness, we say. Anyway, through correct understanding of dependent arising in terms of things being dependent and designated, if you're able to really delineate in your own experience, you discover in your own experience, what exactly. Ignorance is what you are clinging on to. This ignorance is clinging on to something. It's focusing on something, very holding on very tightly. We call it object of negation, basically, true existence, inherent existence, existing from his own side. When one has a good recognition of what ignorance is clinging on to, and through dependent arising, understanding dependent arising, when you're able to see that how that doesn't exist, then one you're getting at emptiness, basically. You're hitting the point, you're getting at emptiness, then only then we can say that person has kind of good some understanding of emptiness and has an ascertainment, Okay, then there is this verse from the three principal aspects, which of course I do not have it in memory. Nothing in memory actually. It all sounds very familiar, but can't find it in my text. Page what? Anybody has a hard copy? You have a hard copy? I think it's the third or fourth last verse of Three Principal Aspects. One who sees the cause and effect of all phenomena, of both cyclic existence and the state beyond sorrow, as forever unbetraying or infallible, and for whom any object trusted in by this the grasping mind has completely disappeared, has at the time entered the path pleasing the Buddhas. So one who sees the cause and effect of all phenomena as as unfallible. Yeah, basically, once who sees, the person who has an understanding, correct understanding of dependent origination, and who has, and for whom, the object that the apprehension of true existence or ignorance is holding on tightly to, that is, that firmly believes that, yeah, in there, and for whom that thing has disappeared and doesn't exist in his experience, and then this is the person who has entered the path that is that makes the Buddhas happy.
Oh, to see the chasm tati. Taton tati, but Yawa get it to tati, Zozota, but you could it Zawala, the Kujoji Kyarwa, but Yawa get it in the days you put such a domino, call it Zawala Kujoyashi, or Tita, and Yawa to get you sent it, the Zozo, Gangate, the Quarterwa, the Quarter Zoza, Marikishi, and it's a book of Marikishi, never she tones him when she toned the lunch.
So the person who sees that dependent arising is infallible, that things exist, things do function, and yet at the same time, you know, in his or her experience, that he no longer trusts, you know, that very thing that ignorance is clinging on to. He sees that, or he or she who sees that, that does not exist whatsoever, you know, that basically true existence, yeah. So this is a person who is said to have entered a path pleasing the Buddhas. So why is this person, why is the Buddha happy with this person? Because this person has finally started to shake the whole samsara. Finally. Because our problem is samsara, yeah. We are samsara, yeah. The whole problem is samsara, yeah. Suffering. And the root of all our problems is this ignorance, apprehension of true existence, yeah. So,
yeah. Pergi rosih itu malah jauh, siapa nyetu aja cuma ina, dah. Kerana tenjung tombe itu tu sungai, ane tombe tenjung itu tu sungai, cik lah cawsiya dia yang tadi, lewa apa? Tenjung yang berjusun ya, tombe lah jauh, siapa nyapa aja cuma ina, dah. Tenjung tombe itu tu eh, tombe tenjung itu tu eh, waktu sungai ada.
So for someone who has really have, you know, that correct understanding of dependent arising, especially at the level of being dependent, how all phenomena are dependently designated, yeah. So when this person, through this correct understanding of subtle dependent arising, then comes to see emptiness. So for such a person, you know, then the meaning of dependent arising is emptiness. And the meaning of emptiness is dependent arising. So for this person, dependent arising and emptiness is not contradictory, but complementary. Like one assists the other.
What did they say? Then they get up, get up, then the tomato becomes a chicken, and you put it up. When it's your metal, you have a bush, you have a knitting, that you take it, then you take it, then you take it, and you cut a sort of puggy. You take it, then you'll be not in the umeta, you put it in the city, that you then I love me to say it in Pagita. You take it, Napshala, and it's your pocket. You take it, then you'll be a bush, never name to gala. That tea to latin, eh? Honey? Tea, dube. That I shake it, don't pass it, I'm sound says quite out to me.
So, well, it is said that the person who has the correct, good and correct understanding of the view of the Madhyamika view, or the view of the middle way, this person, when this person puts his mind on dependent arising in terms of causality, how effects are dependent on causes and causes brings about effects, yeah. When this person puts his mind on the view of dependent arising in terms of causality, that very understanding or looking at dependent arising in terms of causality, you know, enhances or, you know, brings about, you know, his understanding of emptiness.
어떻게 샤자 다 대게 제박이다 대중 세대다 지금 누바시 부시시가 됐다 대중 세대라는 식 오늘이 과야 거의 샤바이나 다 주대 대중 삼 땅바이나 티기다 남사박이다 똑배라 시라 아니 야바대라 조세시
Yeah, so it is said that for those who have a correct understanding of subtle dependent arising, you know, for those people, when they put their minds and when they think about causality, you know, how causes brings about effects, the effects depending on causes and so forth, that understanding itself induces, you know, a powerful understanding of the empty nature of phenomena. It brings about, induces this understanding of emptiness also.
자상 다 뒤에 있고도 와다 바다가 나시 동배 안 대중으로 도시에 있고도 갔으나 지금 거기 동바 세대 예 그런 대중 규제주는 예 있고도 와 그러고 대신에 관예 누가라 또 동배 나시 약부 이신 누가라 동배 나시 인자 대중에 신이 보기 한 지금 때네 주방아 야 지금 도시에시
So for the person then, so for the person who has the correct understanding of emptiness, and this correct understanding of emptiness comes about through a correct understanding of subtle dependent arising, isn't it? Since the meaning of emptiness is discovered in dependence on understanding subtle dependent arising, so as such, the person who has the correct understanding and experience of emptiness, his or her correct understanding of emptiness assists his understanding of dependent arising. Because that very realization of emptiness came about in dependence upon the correct understanding of dependent arising. So if from this sense, his understanding of emptiness complements and helps his understanding of dependent arising. So it doesn't harm. But this is not to say that therefore the mind that realizes that there's no true existence, the mind that realizes there's no inherent existence, realizes dependent arising. It's not to say that. Yes, you have to understand dependent arising, especially subtle dependent arising, correctly. And in dependence on that, through the force of that, then one comes to realize emptiness. Yeah. And then you realize emptiness. Then through the force of realizing emptiness, then that induces also a correct, and then back understanding of dependent arising. Yeah. This is not to say that the mind that realizes the emptiness of true existence realizes dependent arising. You get it?
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the double dribble, Tongba, Sinai, Uncle, right?
Tongba, Tongba,
Better, Tony, Megai, Sinai, Sunga, that's the other talk we are at, that Tony, Better, Double dribble, Tongba, Sinai, Megai, Sinai, just some shit about the chosen to my kind, Pinky Manis. But the double dribble, Tong, Sutogala, the Megai's. Just that. That is Jay Nugala, that the bottom of Cuxum situation, but to work the Shula can't pick your manners. There's not that of the top of the bottom of Cuxum situation, but the Lashian can't talk about this to Sukhir.
Well, this is complicated, yeah. Because there are many things that you need to know, you know, you need to sort out before this makes sense, yeah. One of which is that emptiness is a non affirming negative. Non-implicative, so non-implicative in negation. Yeah. In that, Even the word, when we say emptiness of true existence, what the word is getting at is simply a negation of true existence. The word, just talking about word alone, it doesn't imply there's something else, isn't it? It doesn't imply or infer that there's something else to be understood. When we say emptiness of true existence, it's just a simple statement of negation. Nothing more than that. There is no true existence, that's it. It's a non-affirming, anyway. Yeah. Okay. So because the emptiness of inherent existence, emptiness lah, is a non-affirming negative. So as such, the mind realizing emptiness realizes that only. The mind realizing emptiness, specifically that mind realizing emptiness does not realize dependent arising. But through the force of realizing emptiness, then one can go on to have a, you know, it helps, you know, it can induce, brings about a strong, you know, feeling of back again of dependent arising. Yeah. Yeah. Not much karma with these three principles. Always I get into trouble with the three principles. Then the next verse in the three principal aspects of the power, then the very next verse, yeah, is depend. I don't know how. Anyway, if the appearance of dependent relation, which is infallible, is accepted separately from emptiness, and as long as they are seen as separate, then one still has not realized the Buddha's intent. A person who has found the correct view of the middle way is someone whose understanding of emptiness assists his understanding of dependent arising, and it is someone whose understanding of dependent arising assists his understanding of emptiness, right? Okay, whatever, as long as you know. For any person, as long as these two appears contradictory, you know, you know, and they appear as separate, you know, non-related, yeah, then this is a person who has, what is it? A person who still has not realized the Buddha's intent. For a person who sees emptiness and dependent arising as contradictory and not complementary, is someone who has not really, someone who has not really, you know, understood the correctly or well the meaning of emptiness.
Yeah.
Then the verse after that, if these two realizations of emptiness and dependent arising are happening simultaneously without alternation, and from merely seeing dependent arising as completely infallible, the definite ascertainment comes that completely destroys the way all objects are apprehended as truly existent. At that time, the analysis of the ultimate view is complete.
Well,
some of these texts, like the three principal aspects of the path, are texts that are read or recited by quite many people, and you see the discussion of emptiness in it. Yeah, and even in the text that we are doing in this module, the Tathagata Essence, you'll find statements like, because the nature of the mind is emptiness, therefore it is in the nature of clear light. Yeah. So many statements like this, which means to say that before we can understand Tathagata Essence, you must have some idea of what is emptiness of inherent existence. And yet, how something which is by nature empty can exist. Yeah. So, gaining some idea of emptiness of inherent existence is becomes therefore very important.
Yeah.
So, the emptiness of our mind, the final mode of abiding of the mind, or the ultimate nature of the mind, is unchanging. It's always been like that, isn't it? Right? That's a fact. But yet, we have to say that it is a dependent arising. Yeah? Its existence must depend on something, isn't it? But yet, by nature, emptiness of the mind, suchness of the mind, has always been like that, and has never changed, and will never change. Yeah? The ultimate nature, right? So it's difficult, yeah?
Come to the new world. 독신에 다가선 손에 틀에 다 쓴적이 쓴 답변아 뱉지마다 집에 대신이디 라싱이 팀에 다 바랬어. 아 이나야 니몽기 가네 니몽단 대바랬어. 다 데려와 가서 팀도 가시다 데모고다 대가는 팀 즐겨라 신도다
다봐 그래
아
다봐 가서
그래서 다가면 왔다리 다리 갖고 있어도 다가서 나야 돼 가와있다 다리 밑에 또 고쳐다 들랍나 찍 들랍나 가서 니바디 베스 시사로 가서 와. 수바디 있어래. 들어가서 독도가와 시세에 다녀다 수바디래. 다디 다 가시다가. 야, 다디 무시하다. 즉석 다래. 남산디 직접 신선하다. 다기오미도 다지 말하냐 딜랍 주세. 다디 베스 딜랍 잡으시하다. 딜랍. 다디 독도가와 수바다 시바 딜랍 주세. 디니 리기 남샤디 될시 주세. 디니 비지비지 오스키오메 로타 네, 따디 잠시만 했었다
yeah. I guess we just leave it as it is.
아, we leave here. Yeah. You have any question you can ask. 아? 가르치면 되겠다. 어떻게 구시시
You can ask anything you want.
Rinpoche, from the view of the Prasangika, what is the difference in meaning between a mental image of a person and a mere appearance of a person to a mind that does not analyze ultimate reality? Is there a common locus between the two, or are they mutually exclusive? Thank you.
The person that is a mere appearance, yeah. But the person is mere appearance, basically. Basically, person, lah. Basically, person is a mere appearance of person. Yeah, yeah, basically, person, lah. Person and mental image of person, lah. Because from the Prasangika point of view, person means necessarily that, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
강사, 나오잡지, 강사다.
나장이 강사다.
강사의 퇴치.
퇴치, 어.
그래, 잡아낸 거라.
강사의 퇴치, 강사다.
가사의 뒤치스나, 그, 루이, 다, 가르사라. 가사의 뒤치스나, 가사 말해. 어떻게, 다, 낭섭이 가사나, 가사 찾지 말아.
네.
다들 개발이고, 그래. 그 시도에 영하여 말하다.
So, essentially, the question is, is there a common locus between the mental image of a person and the person? Near appearance, person is mere appearance, according to Prasangika, right? So essentially the question is, there is no common locus. Because the mental image of a person is not a person. Permanent, no? The person, which is a mere appearance, right? Is a real, fully qualified person. Person, yeah, that exists. I don't know this. Yeah. Yeah.
아름피치, why is Tathagata essence posited as suchness with defilement? I mean, why can't it be like the conventional mind of a person? For example, from the highest Google Tantra point of view, the subtlemost mind that goes on to become the true body? So can that be the Tathagata essence?
Tathagata chitatata dekamata pagikaras pagita.
Are you trying to say basically why Tathagata essence is necessarily an emptiness? Yeah?
Yes.
Basically that's what you're pointing at.
Yeah.
That's what you yes. song about, I think, basically.
Yes.
I think, basically, yes, yeah. Although Buddha lineage, is primarily spoken of in terms of the Tathagata essence, but Buddha lineage is not necessarily Tathagata essence. Anyway, it will become evident later on. Verse 27 indicates that because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, and because lineage exists, all embodied beings are always in possession of a Buddha essence. So, the different ways one explains the Tathagata essence. Yeah. And in verse 27, three reasons are put forth attempting to establish or prove that the Tathagata essence exists in all sentient beings. Yeah. Three reasons, right? This will become clearer after a while, later on. Because when we talk about the Buddha lineage, that which is suitable to transform into Buddha body, there is the naturally abiding lineage, and there is the, I don't know whether it's developed lineage or developmental lineage, I don't know how you translate it. But anyway, there are these two, naturally abiding lineage and the developmental lineage. And the reason being is that because, Buddha's body, when we talk about Buddha's body, there is the compounded and uncompounded. Yeah. So as such, there must be something that is suitable to transform into a compounded Buddhist body, isn't it? Likewise, there must be something that is suitable to transform into uncompounded Buddhist body. Yeah. So as such, therefore you have you have the naturally abiding lineage and you have the, developmental lineage. Yeah. So I do not know whether it is developing or is you have to put it in past tense. I haven't figured out so. Yeah, I haven't analyzed. I don't know.
Karen Pache, could you clarify again maybe from the early lesson about the Vajra topic of the Buddha jewel? I'm not sure if I heard incorrectly, Could you explain again, maybe ultimate Buddha jewel? I got it as abandonment of afflictive obscurations. And I'm just wondering about that, because then I would like to understand what is the pervasion of ultimate and as compared to final. Ultimate Buddha jewel, abandonment of afflictive obscurations. But then I'm wondering if it should not be the abandonment of knowledge obscurations. So did I get that wrong? Could you explain again? And what is the pervasion of ultimate versus final?
I remember there was this context that was brought up. Remember the context about abandonment of? I remember that was said. Abandonment of obscuration. Yeah, I remember that. In which context, remember? But in relation to which?
Final Sangha. Ultimate Buddha jewel versus conventional Buddha jewel. Explaining everything. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, blah, blah, blah. So, I got it as abandonment of the afflictive
obscuration. Obscuration, yeah.
So I'm just wondering,
that sounds familiar, I remember.
Why it is not knowledge obscurations.
No, I remember there was a discussion. I don't remember which context what? Though.
What?
Verse? Very early on in lesson 2. So it must
be the first verse, I guess. First verse, explaining the seven Vajra topics. Because I'm just thinking, if that's the definition, then how to understand later on where the knowledge obscurations comes in and then the final object of refuge. So it's very confusing. Really.
Very confusing? Nothing confusing. That I don't know which verse you're talking about. I'm not sure, but I don't think so confusing. That
no, does it cover, is the definition correct? Abandonment of afflictive obscurations, or is it knowledge obscurations?
So, I mean, in general, I mean, that's not the case, right? In general, it has to be a Buddha is necessarily free from the two obscurations, having abandoned the afflictive obscurations. So I wonder if the word just is there only. So yeah, definitely Buddha has to be someone that has is freed from the two obscurations. That's definitely the case, right? Right, no arguments, I guess we all agree, yeah. So,
That
찬단데 산적구조 네
도내산구조
디다르다 디다르 디다르다 다뜨 산적구조서는 겹쳐 겹치지 된다면 산적구조 겹치고래 겹치지 우산도 당만 독사하래
So if you compare was that ultimate Buddha jewel and final Buddha jewel then which will have a bigger limit of pervasion final Buddha jewel yeah has a bigger limit of pervasion in that it covers refers to more things basically and the ultimate Buddha jewel has a smaller limit of pervasion yeah so as such they're not the same right they don't mean the same thing right
in aya tatuk sanje konjo se na tenda bi sanje konjo se na chi mare mare la tatuk sanje konjo da tenda bi jap ya te chi se na ko le
while the final buddha jewel and the ultimate buddha jewel is not the same but the final buddha jewel and the final refuge are mutually inclusive.
전담이 잡다.
다도 얘기하면
다도 잡기 되지겠어.
네, 전 다도 상의 군주로.
됐다 나 뒤로. 네.
야,
전담이 잡다. 다도 상의 군주로서는 되지겠어.
So final refuge or ultimate refuge. Final refuge or ultimate refuge, ultimate object of refuge, final object of refuge, is mutually inclusive with final Buddha jewel.
Okay.
As opposed to temporary refuge, remember? That one, ultimate, not ultimate something jewel, ultimate refuge, final object of refuge. It's very confusing. All these terms you have to be clear. Yeah?
Okay, huh? Yeah. Huh? No answer. I just listen what your question. Huh? Answer next time.
Let's say, like for example, the liberated paths of, say, first ground bodhisattva, the person would have true cessation. And true cessation is has a quality of natural purity as well as a purity of adventitious stain, right? So let's say bodhisattva on the first ground, so the person will have true cessation, which is actually has a quality of natural purity as well as purity of adventitious stain. So, what happens to the Tathagata essence, which is emptiness, suchness of with defilement? So, true cessation is emptiness, yeah. So that emptiness is actually has quality of natural state, purity as well as purity of adventitious state. On the other hand, this person is also a sentient being, and this person will have Tathagata essence, will have emptiness with defilement. So these two emptinesses, are they sama, one entity, don't know what?
Emptiness is necessarily true cessation?
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say is
true cessation is emptiness, yes.
Yeah. So that person is true cessation at that point, you know, directly realizing emptiness or more.
Yes, Tathagata essence, because it's such as with defilement still.
Yeah, so what happened to that Tathagata essence?
What happened?
Yeah. So it's one entity with it, these two emptinesses?
So you're saying that the true cessation achieved is a quality that is separate from the mind?
No, that's not what I meant. It is the same one entity with the mind, yeah? That's fine, yeah. So, but this person is also sentient being. So the Tathagata essence, which is a suchness with defilement, right?
Yes.
So it's also one entity in the mind, right? So these two emptinesses, one is saying that it is purity of adventitious things, it's naturally pure, and on the other hand, it's saying that there's this emptiness with defilement.
I'm talking about at that moment in time, liberated path. I'm not talking about after subsequent meditative equipoise thing, you know. I'm talking about that point in time.
So the Bodhisattva superior cannot have a suchness with defilement.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I'm wondering what happened to at that point
what
in time.
Happened?
You know, on the liberated path. While the person is on meditative equipoise, meditating on emptiness. Right? The person has
in meditative equipoise?
Yes. Has abandoned certain affliction, yeah? Acquired, intellectually acquired. So the person have true cessation, which is emptiness that has a true purity. So at that moment in time, the person also have tathagata essence, right? So these two are one entity, these two emptinesses. I don't know whether...
I don't know. Huh? What are you talking about?
Huh? Yeah, what are you trying to get
next time? Next time.
I'm trying to find out what I'm trying to get at.
I don't get what you say. Okie dokie.
So she was just a little bit of a